All right, thank you. Senator Dale.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. This bill, which does not yet have a number, provides $6 million for a very important function of government, and that is to buy state park land that is not yet purchased, but within the boundaries of state parks across this state. There are about 3,000 acres. There's 40,000 acres that are not purchased yet, and 3,000 of that is available for sale right now, and it's very important to strike while the iron's hot before it gets sold off to somebody else, and then you have to wait another generation before you can get it, if you can even get it in a generation. But also in this bill is $2.4 million designated for Greenleaf State Recreation Area, which is in my Senate district. I have no state parks anywhere in my Senate district, and this happens to be a location where there's a lake with no development around it. There's almost not quite 3 miles of lakeshore undeveloped that is for sale for $3.2 million. And if you look at some of this, and part of that's been purchased now thanks to the Parks and Trails Council, but if you look at what the cost of this lakeshore is across the state, and especially off of Lake Vermilion, this is a bargain. It's just a little over $1 million a mile. So in a nutshell, I'd really like to do more to purchase state park land that's currently available for sale and direct some of this money to a project in my Senate district, Greenleaf State Recreation Area. And Dorian Grilly's got further comments on it. His organization has been wonderful in trying to work this thing out over the last many years. And we finally got part of the job done last November, December. Now we need to take another step.
All right, great. Thank you. Welcome, Mr. Grilly.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee, and Senator Dill. As Senator Dill said, land acquisition is an essential part of an ongoing state park program. The state park master plans take about a year to prepare because of the natural resource inventory that takes place and the citizen input that they require. And during this process, land that serves an important role for natural resource management and recreation is identified, and if not already part of the park, is proposed to be included in the boundary. Based on the approved master plan, a boundary change is proposed to the legislature, and these boundary amendments are consented to by the landowners and the local units of government. As Senator Dill said, the state park currently includes about 268,000 acres, of which 43,600 is privately held, and as he said, about 3,000 acres are currently for sale. Parks and Trails Council estimates that those 3,000 acres are worth about $14 million. So we're hoping to tie up the highest priority projects with this request. Much of this land is high-value property that includes shoreline on some of Minnesota's most desirable lakes and rivers. Much of the land could be considered critical to the integrity of the existing park. In other words, private development on some of these areas would alter the character of the existing park and possibly increase the management costs, that the fragmentation of park resources. And as Senator Dill said, in the case of the Greenleaf State Recreation Area, it would not be possible to create the facility that's been approved by the legislature, since one landowner owns all the shoreline that's for sale, or all the shoreline in the park boundary on Greenleaf Lake. The currently available land acquisition list includes, and maybe I won't, we're all in a hurry, it's all over the state. It's parks all over the state in the southeast, the northwest, and central, Mille Lacs, Cathio, here in the metro area, and William O'Brien. But the Parks and Trails Council of Minnesota currently owns land in Greenleaf and Crosby, Manitou, and we're working to acquire several of the other projects on this list. And many of the other properties are actively being marketed, so there is some urgency to this proposal. Fortunately, the slow real estate market has afforded us some extra time, but these are really desirable properties, and they will sell. Parks and Trails will work to acquire and hold some of these properties, maybe until the next bonding bill too, but we can't afford to buy them all. So therefore, we're proposing that the legislature allocate $6 million for state park land acquisition and dedicate at least $2.4 million to acquisition for critical lands in Greenleaf Lake, and 500,000 of that for resource management on existing state park lands or some of these newly acquired lands. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there questions? All right. Well, thank you. Senator Dale, we
Thanks,
wish
Senator.
You the best with your, I know you've been trying for many years to get this established, and I hope you are successful.
Thank you. Thank you for hoping for me.
I think he was hoping for
cheap.
Money. Hope we got lots of money or short.
A deal. Yeah. We'll see what we can do about that. All right, Senator Kubley.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair and members. The Clara City Trail was submitted kind of late last year for the consideration that it needed, but they've got a very active group in Clara City that's working on this. The amount that is listed at $850,000, I think over half of the match has been, well, over half of that amount, is that right? You know, has been raised as a matching grant. So, you know, we're actually looking at about $400,000 that remains, I believe. So, it's certainly to their credit. Representative Coonan is here from Clara City, and his brother is the mayor there. So maybe it's the Coonan dynasty.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
Well, anyway, I think Gene Westrom is with me this morning. He's representing the city, and we'll ask Gene to make a few comments.
Yes.
Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Gene Wenstrom, and I do some economic development work for the city of Clara City. And it is Senator Kubley's district and Representative Coonan's hometown. Briefly, we have raised about $225,000 from the federal enhancement transportation program. And we have pledges of over $100,000 of private money within Clara City, and the city of Clara City is pledged to do another $75,000. So the money's there. We just need the $400,000 matching, and I know it's been a long day, so I'll just stand for any questions.
All right. Thank you. Other questions?
Oh, I put that in there. Well, that's part of the private. Senator Kubley reminded me that there's $50,000 in there from Great Northern Railroad.
Oh, good.
Yes. Well, they had a derailment, and they felt guilty, so they gave us $50,000.
All right. Whatever works, I guess.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Thank you so much for coming up to speak with us today.
Yep.
Appreciate it. And it has been a long day. One more presentation from Senator Rummel, and I think we'll be done.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is this on? I realize I'm standing between all of you and our lunch, so we will be quick. And I thought I heard in the hallway that anybody who sat through the entire committee today, their projects go to the top of the list. Is that right? That's what I heard you say, isn't it?
Let's hope so.
Madam Chair and Committee, what we have before us is a Senate File 2280, and it's one of those bills that's a good news bill because it finishes off a marvelous trail. This trail will create a corridor that connects Washington County, Anoka County, Ramsey County, and Minneapolis. And we heard earlier from Ms. Pearson about the importance of maintaining greenway here in the metro area. Those of us who live urban lives, unlike being a destination place, what this means is people can walk out their back door and not even get in a car and get on their bikes and go do their shopping and go visit friends, go get out in nature. My husband during the summer, and he's over 70 years old, bikes 22 miles a day. I can't keep up with him, but that's what he does.
It's amazing.
I don't know if it's appropriate at this time. Senate File 2280 was introduced last year. We had matching funds from the federal government of $1,050,000. Now that it's coming back in a different year, they've asked us to increase our request. Can I amend this?
You can ask for whatever you'd like, Senator Rummel, and we'll do our best. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, just tell us what you need.
Yeah, on line 1.6, I'd like to amend that to be $2.334 million, if that's all right with you. I don't know if you have to take an action on that. Or.
You know, we're not. It's not in session. We can't. We won't be taking votes anyway, so
okay,
we'll just take
you.
It under advisement and with our discussion of recommendations.
In my conversations with others, one of the important things to note is that there is no land acquisition. We have all the lands. Anoka County has $7.425 million worth of land. It's already acquired. This is a project that's ready to go, so it means jobs right away. And as I said before, we have federal partners that are going to contribute $1,050,000. We lose those dollars if we don't act this year. And as we know, it will cost more if we wait. And we have folks here who can address the complications of why this is not part of the Metro Council funding projects. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce... John Von Delendi, and he will explain the rest of the project.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, I'm John Von Delendi, Director of Parks and Recreation with Anoka County, and I want to thank Senator Rummel for bringing this project forward to the committee today for your consideration. There is a handout that's gone around. In the interest of time, we're going to skip the PowerPoint slideshow, but I would like to just briefly walk you through this, if I may. On the bottom of page one is just a general location map. The project is located in the southeast portion of Anoka County in the cities of Lionel Lakes and Circle Pines. It's very close to the downtown areas, about 10 miles from downtown Minneapolis and 12 miles from downtown St. Paul. And as Commissioner Senator Rummel indicated, this project is part of the Metropolitan Regional Park system of parks. It is not a local trail project. This is a regional trail project. On the top of page two, quickly, the benefits attributable to this project. As Senator Rummel indicated, we are project ready to go with this. This project would create approximately 64,000 hours of labor-related work. We believe that approximately 30 small businesses at least would be involved with this project. It would generate about approximately $160,000 in state taxes, and it does leverage those very important federal funds that we risk losing if we don't launch this project soon. In addition, it provides for multimodal transportation in the North Metro area, opportunities for health and wellness and environmental education, and included in the back of your handout are a number of letters from local school districts and cities related to that. I think it's also important to point out on the bottom of page two that this project is located in an area that is in reach within 15 miles of about 1.1 million of the state's residences. So it's very accessible, and it will become a very important a point of recreation and trail use for millions of people in the metro area. On the top of page three is a slide that depicts this trail project more specifically. It's the red line. I apologize for it. The scale of the slide is a little small, but we wanted to save paper too. It's a 4.5-mile trail construction project that will link together the Central Anoka County Regional Trail, East Anoka County Regional Trail, Rice Creek West Regional Trail, the Hardwood Creek in Washington County, and on the west end, the Mississippi River Regional Trail, which collectively have over 1 million visits per year. At the bottom of the of that page is a slide that shows you what the current usage is of the lower portion of the trail, what we call Rice Creek West Regional Trail, that will go from this trail south through Ramsey County, through Anoka County to the Mississippi River, and then south from that to the city of Minneapolis. There are about 500,000 visits per year on that trail. Approximately 15,000 of those uses are commuter uses for alternative transportation. We're estimating that this new portion of trail will generate in the first year 400,000 uses, and by 2020, 600,000 annual uses. At the top of page four is a little closer view of this trail, but what it really talks with us about is how it connects people and places. This trail connects schools, with libraries, with community centers, with retail and business centers, with local parks and neighborhood parks, and provides access to Washington County, Ramsey County, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and other areas within Anoka County. At the bottom of the page is a depiction of Rice Creek Chain of Lakes Park Reserve. This is also a component of the regional park system. This new trail will run into and through this park. This park has over 330,000 visits annually. It will provide direct access to the Wargo Nature Center, Chamonix Golf Course, a number of picnic areas, beaches, playgrounds, and one of the most popular campgrounds in the metropolitan area. It is certainly a great alternative for those folks who want to get on a bike or walk or run to this very popular park, which happens to be the second largest park in the metropolitan area. On the top of page 5, I want to emphasize that in this project, we intend to use sustainable, environmentally friendly materials and construction processes, including solar lighting, pervious pavers, pervious asphalt, and recycled lumber and signage, just to give a few examples. The bottom of page 5, this is a project about building jobs. We are ready to go with this project beginning this fall, getting surveyors and engineers in the field to get this project designed and engineered and then launched approximately a year from now with these construction jobs. That will include paving contractors, cement finishers, carpenters, utility contractors, electrical workers, bridge makers, and furnishings contractors, to name a few of the folks that will be involved in this project. And on the last page and the last slide I want to talk about is the county's commitment to this project. As Senator Rummel said, we, the county, the regional system, owns this property. The land is acquired, and we're ready to build this important trail link on it. The current estimated market value of that land that will hold this trail is about $7.4 million. Some small segments of this trail have already been constructed by the county. We will provide for the ongoing project coordination and management throughout this construction project that involves federal funds. And then we will, Anoka County, provide for the ongoing long-term maintenance of the trail. All told, over $8 million of county investment in this project, to be matched with the Federal Transportation Enhancement Grant of $1,050,000 and the requests that we're making from the state for $2.3 million in matching funds. And to the point that Senator Rummel raised about why would we do this outside of the Metro Regional Park System CIP, I know that you had that presentation earlier this week, and I was the one who testified on it. So going back to that, each of the 10 regional park implementing agencies receive a portion of the state appropriation to Metro Parks that's matched by the Metro Council. In the governor's bill, with the Metro Council match, would be approximately $1 million for Anoka County. If we were to look at the matching funds that we need for this project, it would take us two bonding cycles to get the money put together that we need for this project, and consequently, we would essentially lose out on this project. We wouldn't be able to construct it because of the sunset provisions in the federal legislation for these funds. So that's why we're here, to make this special request outside of the Metro system. We have done this only on a very, very limited basis over the years. The last time was in year 2000 when we made some improvements to Rice Creek West Regional Trail that included a tunnel and a bridge, and that was a very successful project. We're back here again today to ask for your help with this very important project for the metro area and the state. With that, I will conclude my presentation, and thank you for your time.
I want to thank you for incorporating these sustainable design practices, and I really would like to see that on every trail that comes forward. So I think you guys should go to the top of the list for that. That's what we should, every one of our parks and trails programs needs to be thinking that way. So thanks for doing
that. Just think of all the carbon reduction when these folks are doing their commuting on bikes. So there's other assets. I have at the table with me, and I'm pleased to introduce the mayor of Lionel Lakes, Mr. John Bergson, and I have also with me Anoka County Commissioner Rhonda Savaraja, and they have some brief remarks, and thank you for hanging in there with us.
All right, welcome to the committee.
Thank you. My name is John Bergson. I'm the mayor of Lionel Lakes. Senator Anderson, members of the committee, Senator Rummel, the city of Lionel Lakes appreciates the opportunity to address your community about this important regional connection within the Rice Creek Chain of Lakes Regional Park Reserve. When you look at a map of Lino Lakes, right in the middle of our city, separating north and south, east and west, there is a jewel of a state resource, the Rice Creek Chain of Lakes Park Reserve. And this is one of the North Metro's most valuable natural resource. In the mid-1990s, our city began to plan a mixed-use town center with the intent to link this town center to the regional park and to link other neighborhoods to the regional park and to the town center. The city has invested heavily in this endeavor. The Metropolitan Council has provided more than $1.4 million in livable community grants to support this development. Today, the town center includes a city hall, a police station, a school district preschool facility, a community green with a band shell, some newly completed affordable housing, and the Chain of Lakes YMCA, which is heavily used in our community. Coming soon are some senior housing and some additional businesses and housing. A short distance away are two schools and the site of a future Anoka County Regional Library. And we envision trails connecting all of these amenities within the area. The City of Lino Lakes and Anoka County invested millions to reconstruct the bridge over 35W and upgrade Lake Drive through the town center area. This bridge includes a pedestrian bicycle path that will provide a safe non-motorized direct link between the north and the south parts of our city. Underlying all of these projects is a larger goal that we create a healthy, walkable community where people can live and work, shop, and recreate. And our city has made a significant investment in linking trails from one neighborhood to another and to link these neighborhood trails to the regional park. Last year, the city just completed a half-mile loop that connects our YMCA into the regional park. But one piece of trail, the one being presented today, the Rice Creek Northern Regional Trail, is the critical link, the capstone of the entire system, the one that makes it all work together. It will allow our city's 20,000 residents and thousands more from nearby communities to gain access to the trail systems in Anoka County, Washington County, Ramsey County, and regions beyond. I want to say thank you to Senator Rummel for introducing this bill, and thank you to the committee for your consideration. One of the speakers this morning identified $3 million as a modest request, so I'm asking your consideration of our modest request. Thank you.
Because he wanted $46 million. But no, that's a good point.
Welcome. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Rhonda Sivaraja. I'm an Anoka County Commissioner, and I represent District 6, where this portion of the trail is being proposed. And I just want to thank you for your patience. And it was exciting to see so many folks from outstate Minnesota be able to be here today to participate in the process. So if you're willing to continue to hang in there and listen to us, we certainly were excited to be here. So on behalf of the Anoka County Board, I want to thank you for the opportunity to testify today on this very important funding request. This is a request that's included in as a priority in this year's legislative package for the County Board. It's a project that has been in the planning stages for years. And we have committed, as you've heard earlier, significant resources to purchasing the land for the trail and providing stewardship of the natural resources. And so now that the trail from the east into the south has been completed, now it's time to move on with this portion of the trail. The trail, as you heard earlier, will be connecting so many assets within the area: community center, new YMCA, schools, shopping, as well as a new library. And I can assure you that many people will be hitting the trail. It's anticipated that up to 400,000 users will utilize this trail in the first year alone. And this access to public trails for health was recently cited by the State Commissioner of Health as one of the most practical ways of fighting obesity crisis and other public health problems. On the transportation side, the trail will provide an important bike link across the North Metro area. It will link park and ride facilities and give people direct access to multi-county area through multimodal transportation. Our local school district and recreation areas are equally excited about this project. The trail will provide an outlet to some of the best natural areas for biology and natural science classes. The trail will link to the Wargo Nature Center in Lino Lakes, and that's one of the most heavily used centers in the metro area. This is a unique opportunity of regional state significance and one that should not be lost on the chance to bring in $1 million of federal funds. In closing, I would urge your support of Senate File 2280 to complete the Rice Creek Regional Trail Network for the benefit of the region and the state as a whole. And, you know, one additional comment is, as we talk about an aging community as well, it's important that we do have walkable communities, and this would help to ensure that for that entire region. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Very good presentation. And, yeah, this is a trail that looks like would be used by so many people that it really is significant for the whole metropolitan area. So thank you for sharing all this with us today. And members, thank you for your patience. Thank you for being here for a lot of hours. We're trying to get through all these requests. Our next committee meeting will be during the session, our first regular committee time during session, which will be a week from, or next Thursday.
Madam Chair, when are we meeting? I mean, do we have a time set?
Are we scheduled?
Oh, it's our normal committee. It's 12:30.
Was it 12:30?
Yeah, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 12:30 is our normal time.
Lunchtime again?
Every day.
Right after lunch.
Son of a gun.
Yeah. Got to eat fast and get here by 12:30, and you can always bring your lunch. Is this our committee room? Or across the hall, that's what I thought. So.
Oh, 106?
But we'll be on a time limit starting next week, so we won't be able to go on for 4.5 hours. All right, thank you all. Have a great weekend.
I bet that won't break your heart either.
Meeting is adjourned.
Or anybody's.